Well, good morning. 7:12, Brock Hunter.
Hey.
Hey. Kind of sounded like an air horn there.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, like just like that. I mean, not exactly like that, I guess. But, hey, close enough.
Close.
Anyway, today we got some rain, thunderstorms this morning possible, then partly sunny, hot, humid, high of 88 tonight, clear, low of 73. Thursday, sunny, hot, humid, chance for rain, thunderstorms, high of 92, heat index 100 to 110. And Friday, partly sunny, hot, humid, high of 95, heat index 105 to 110.
Damn.
It's hot. He's going to burst into flames when you step outside.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Of course, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Maybe wait until the heat dies down a little bit. Or actually, maybe you want to pump now because otherwise you got a big old stinky backyard.
Yeah, you don't want to walk outside in that humidity and
it stinks.
And all that oh,
it stinks. All right. Time Magazine came out with its annual list of the 25 most influential people on the internet. Not surprisingly, Donald Trump, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are on it. But there's a big list of people. I'll be honest, I don't know, like, three quarters of these people.
Yeah.
Old Town Road rapper Lil Nas X. That guy I know. That guy I know.
It's that new song everybody's listening to.
Korean boy band BTS.
No idea.
No idea. I think they were on SNL not too long ago.
Yeah.
But I don't know who.
The only Korean artist I know is Psy.
Psy?
Is he Korean?
Yeah, he's South Korean. I believe.
Gundam style. Yeah. That guy.
What happened to him?
I don't know. He just made that one hit.
All the
had like a trillion views, and then he got rich. And
all the chicks in his music videos are hot.
Yeah.
Let's see who else. Ariana Grande. Okay, I know who she is. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Yeah. And again, these are the most influential people on the internet.
Huh.
Chris Godfrey. Jamila Jamil. I don't know. What is the criteria of being influential on the internet? We're influential on the internet.
Yeah, I guess.
You and I are doing fun videos and whatnot.
Influential. Shouldn't like PewDiePie be up there or something?
I guess, maybe. I still don't get the whole PewDiePie thing.
Me neither.
I don't get the PewDiePie thing. I don't get the ninja thing.
Yep.
These internet people.
Sensations.
It's crazy. Anyway, what do we need to do to become famous? What do we need to do to make the Times 25 most influential?
We need to appease to the small children that are all over YouTube.
The YouTubers?
Yeah.
The YouTubes?
Yeah, we need to just like, you know, like the DVD commentary.
Oh, we got to do that?
They used to do that, kind of like that, but just on something random and then make it really dumb.
Okay. I think we can do that.
And then we'll get billions of views.
Dumb is my middle name.
Right.
You better believe it. All right, we'll figure it out. Lastly, I love this. A strip club in Ohio is cleaning out its old furniture, and it's offering free couches to anyone willing to give them a good home. Now, to be clear, these aren't just random couches. Instead, they are couches that were used for lap dances at Scarlett's Cabaret. So while they might be in decent shape, especially for furniture on the curb, they could also use some deep cleaning before you bring them into your home.
We'll be all right.
I'll be honest, like, when it comes to things like that, never once have I driven past a couch or a recliner, anything on the side of the road and thought, I want that.
You know what's wild? Hmm. My parents got rid of a couch, right?
Yeah.
Put it out in the front.
Dude.
Put a free sign on it.
Gone.
No.
No one took it.
No one took it. Dude, it was an immaculate white leather couch. It cost my mom like $3,000 or something stupid.
And no one took it.
Nobody, but listen to this.
Yeah.
Nobody took it. With the free sign on it. She's like, all right, I'll put $20 on it. Dude, immediately, she put $20 on it. Somebody knocking on her door. Hey, you want $20 for that? Here you go. For some reason, if you put money on it, people in their brain think, oh, it's a legit couch.
Oh, yeah.
It must be a nice couch.
Yeah, yeah.
If you put free on it, people think that it's got stains, that it's been through, you know.
Yeah. It's been at a strip club.
It was unbelievable.
That's crazy.
She had that out there for like 2 weeks. Nothing, man. Nothing. 20 bucks immediately.
I could probably take a couch from a strip club. That wouldn't bother me. I'd give it a good wipe down, a good deep clean.
A wipe down?
Yeah.
You might want to get it detailed. That's what you might want.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine waking up at your buddy's house. Oh, man. Kind of itchy. Oh, yeah, I got that couch last week.
Did your couch give me herpes?
It did.
Damn it.
The Morning Dump. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 106 Hunter.
Yeah, dude. Good morning. It's Brackets Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
Have you seen his YouTube channel?
Do they have one?
That's his intro.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, dude.
7:23. We'll take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Real quick, there's a YouTube video of Steve-O, and he's talking about all of his tattoos that he got and the ones he regrets and the ones he loves. Dude, you should see some of the tattoos this guy has gotten throughout his life.
Do you remember the smiley face one that they did while off-roading?
Off-roading. Hilarious. Hilarious. There's one I'll tell you he got. I got to tell you off air because I can't tell you on air.
Yeah.
And, like, he walked out of the parlor and, like, immediately got crap for it. And he's like, that's what I knew.
That I made a mistake.
And the way Steve-O says is hilarious. Anyway, Major League Baseball last night. Cleveland beating the Tigers 8-0. Cubs beating Cincinnati 4-3 over in 10 innings. Kansas City beating the White Sox 11-0. And boom, there you go. Today, Cincinnati giving Chicago playing the Cubs. 220 Tigers over in Cleveland at 7:10. You can check that live on 103.7 Cozy FM or 106.1 1400 WSJM Sports. And the White Sox going to be over in Kansas City at 8:15. Moving over to hockey, Blackhawks have traded Artem Anisimov.
You know, we should have learned it the first time. You can't say we shouldn't do this story.
To Ottawa in exchange for Zach Smith. It is a swap for of 31-year-old forwards. Anisimov played four seasons for Chicago. That's probably way off. He played four seasons for Chicago, scoring 77 goals. 77?
77?
77 goals and added 78 assists in 291 games, including 15 goals and 22 assists last season. So, here you go, Chicago. Here you go.
Is that it?
That's it, bro. That's all I got.
So good.
You know what? If you did it, it wouldn't be much better.
If I did it, it'd be amazing. It'd be the perfect sports broadcast.
The size of your head.
Yeah, it's huge because it's full of sports knowledge.
Is it?
That's why.
Brock.
Bro. Hey, good morning. Wait, real quick, before you get to dinner, by the way, everyone, that was the brand new Volbeat song, Last Day Under the Sun. Oh, my God, I love it.
I love Volbeat.
Oh, my God, I love it. If you go to our Facebook page here, you can see a video of a deer that just walked.
Yeah, still got it posted, so hang on a second.
Go there soon. Well, if you do your job.
It just happened.
You should have done Facebook Live. They could have seen it in real time.
I know.
I was like, Hunter, look, a deer.
Dude, it was massive.
Yeah, it was a big deer.
It was a massive deer that just walked out of the woods right in front of our window.
It's pretty majestic, and I got to tell you, whenever I see something like that, you know.
It's fairly majestic.
I just want to go. You missed.
All right, it's dead.
Got him. You dead deer.
God, that thing was a fawn. It was just like barely 2 months old.
Easy to shoot.
Jeez, man.
Good God. all right. Good morning,
seriously,
everybody.
Seriously, though, the city deer are ridiculous this year. I have not seen more deer in my lifetime that I've seen this year.
You showed me the video of the deer over on what beach was it?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was it South Haven?
Was it something like that? And the deer just amongst the people, just hanging out, drinking the water.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Just here to get a tan.
Do some swimming. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. Your Henry's Hamburgers topic of the day. It's World Emoji Day, so we figured, how's your life going, but only in emojis? Tell us what's happening, but strictly in emojis. And this is going to be kind of hard to do over the air because I'm just going to have to read the emoji.
I know.
You'd be better off going to our Facebook page or just kind of describe it. Mm-hmm. I would say mine is beer emoji, mm-hmm. sweat emoji, mm-hmm. beer emoji, beer emoji,
yep.
eggplant emoji. Hand emoji, eggplant, hand, eggplant,
good,
hand.
Good Lord. Squirt
emoji.
Jeez, man.
That would be mine. That's what I'm doing.
I think mine would just be, you know, I don't know.
Yours would be eggplant just, hand, eggplant hand. Come on now.
I was going to go with that, but I think it would just be the snoozing one with the Z's.
Oh, just the Z's. Yeah, the sleeping emoji. Yeah,
solid sleeping.
Honestly, when it's this hot out, all you want to do is sleep in the air conditioning. When it's too cold, you want to sleep inside in the heat. When it's too hot, you want to sleep inside in the cold.
It's like the porridge. It's never just right.
It's never just right.
It's too hot or too cold.
Matt said his is facepalm emoji, shrug emoji, poop emoji.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on there, buddy. That doesn't sound good. Heather, typical woman, had a bunch of them. It was heart, face emoji, hot emoji, sleep emoji, wink emoji, pig emoji, monkey don't see emoji.
What?
I don't know.
These are weird.
I don't know what Chuck's are. Do you know what? Oh, mind blown emoji. He must be thinking of shower thoughts. That's on Thursday, buddy. Don't worry about it.
Mind blown.
I like Melissa. She had the...
Oh, yeah, yeah. The finger gun.
Finger gun into the okay symbol emoji.
Yeah. Oh, I know what she wants to do.
What does this look like, Hunter?
It looks like it. Looks like...
Ow.
Good.
I just hurt my finger. Rod had a good one. He had a work boot emoji, sweat emoji, Z emoji. He's working in the heat, man. Working in the sun. Heat,
sleeping.
I don't know what that work emoji means.
He must do construction out there wearing jeans.
Which, by the way, all the construction guys, anybody doing stuff outside, whether it's getting garbage or working on the roads or a farming, Jesus.
Has there ever been a boss in the construction field that was like, hey, you know what? Today, put on a pair of shorts.
No.
It's going to be too hot.
No, you know what he says? Guys, come to work. I want you to have your swim trunks on. We're going to the pool.
Right, we're going to the pool. I got the beers. We're going to the pool. Dude, that would be the best day in construction ever.
Just these guys throwing their hard hats up in the air.
You could see them, like, skipping through the sand to the water. Oh, yeah.
I think I just saw, like, 30 construction workers skipping to the beach.
Right, splashing each other. It's the most unmanly thing
it's
you can do.
Slow motion.
But you know what? After, like, 30 years of working on the hot concrete.
Just think about
the kid in you comes out.
If it's 110 degrees, think about how hot that pavement is.
Dude,
you're done.
Dude, it's going right up your pant leg. Your jean pant leg.
You're dead.
Ah,
sweat emoji, then Grim Reaper emoji because you're dead.
You know what? No wonder it's so tan, Brock. Especially those guys. It's basically you're like smoking your Weibos.
It's getting cooked from all sides.
It's indirect heat.
It's a pressure cooker. It's like putting it on the top rung of the grill.
Absolutely.
It's just getting that heat in there. It's not burning. It's just cooking. All right, let's take it.
Kind of like what I brought you this morning. Boiled nuts.
Boiled nuts. We'll be back with more.
Everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. 7:49, Brock Hunter. Oh, yeah. Your Henry's Hamburgers topic of the day. It's World Emoji Day. Which, by the way, I don't mind a good emoji thrown in here and there. I don't mind a smiley face, a thumbs up. But if you do full sentences, if you respond in nothing but emojis, I'm going to hunt you down. I'm going to punch you in the face.
Right in the schnoz.
Fist emoji, face emoji.
Blood emoji.
Pow. Blood emoji.
Emoji for everything?
I pretty much. Nowadays, they have made...
I mean, if you're writing sentences with emojis, there's got to be an emoji for everything.
There has to be pretty much. You can do full conversations in nothing but emojis. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. Because also, we've designated certain emojis for things like eggplant. Mm-hmm. You know what eggplant is. If you don't, it's nutty.
You know, I think it's a conspiracy, man. I think the government's trying to get away from the English language. They're just going to go all emoji.
I don't think it's the government. I think it's us being lazy and just wanting to do that and speaking emojis.
Yeah, but you know what? Is it being lazy? Because for me, it's extra work.
Yeah, but because you're not used to it, though. Like, I very rarely use emojis.
Yeah.
Usually, if I send you an emoji, that means the conversation's over. Right. I have nothing else to say. It's like LOL for me. When I just do LOL.
Conversation's done.
We're done. I appreciate it. Yeah. I did probably laugh. But I don't have anything else to add to the conversation.
Nothing.
Thumbs up, same thing. Thumbs up emoji, folks. If someone sends you a thumbs up emoji, conversation's over. You have hit the point where we got to reset, move on.
I never know if the thumbs up emoji really means thumbs up or is it if it's like a sarcastic thumbs up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, kind of like
tilted head, raised eyebrow, like, okay.
Right. You know?
Good job.
That's why it was like sketchy sending it, because I don't want anybody else to think that I'm sending the sketchy thumb.
I think there's a time and a place for it. Like, you can tell.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But it is a conversation ender.
I think so. I absolutely think so. Sherry described her life. That's what we're doing, is describing your life in emojis. Sherry said, I'm pretty sure that's footprints in the sand, sunglass face emoji, ice cream. She on vacation?
God, I was hoping it was just going to be berry, 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 berry.
Sherry's berries. let's see. Ben had thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up, rock sign, rock sign, rock sign, cheers, beers emoji.
Nice.
I think Ben's having a party, man. Yeah. Where's our invite, Ben?
Throwing it down or what?
Brittany had poop emoji, TV emoji, castle emoji.
I think throne.
Wait, no.
She's on the throne.
No, I think she's just pooping, watching TV, and she's at home.
Huh?
That's what it is.
What? Jeez, lady.
Brian did the throw-up emoji by 6:15 a.m. listening to the show.
All right, that's Reed?
That's pretty funny.
Is that Brian Reed?
Yeah, Brian Reed.
Hey, you know what? No worries about that one, Brock. Brian's got a little extra work to do this morning. Actually, I just got a text. I got a lot of stuff from Amazon Prime this past week, including a hot tub. You should see how many boxes I have.
I hope he's sweating his ass off
right
now.
Dude, there is a castle of boxes in front of my house that he's got to throw in. Brian. Sorry, bud.
No. Thanks, have fun. I hope you get a cardboard paper cut. Brian!
Cardboard paper cut's like a full slash.
That is a slash.
Lose an arm.
You know, right on your thumb, too, so you can't do anything.
I know. Right on the crease.
All right, let's take a break. More emojis when we come back. Good morning. 7:59. Happy World Emoji Day. Your Henry's Hamburgers topic. If you could describe your life right now in nothing but emojis, what would it be?
Didn't they have an emoji movie?
They did. Yeah. Didn't they do two of them?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that was a terrible movie or not. I think it was terrible.
I've never seen it, so.
Because then they had the Angry Birds. There's a lot of movies like that now.
Yeah. And I think the Emoji movie was a pretty big one, wasn't it?
Was it?
I don't know.
I should have watched it for show prep.
Yeah, no joke. Hunter, are you watching the Emoji movie? It's for show prep! I'm working over here. Let's see. Alicia said party horn emoji. Book emoji, bed emoji, turkey leg emoji.
Mm. Isn't that tryptophan, huh?
It's like there. There's a turkey leg emoji.
That's deep into the emoji selection.
That is. Ian's got a the flexing red Power Ranger emoji.
White Ranger was better.
I was a big fan of the Pink Ranger.
Yeah. Let me guess. Let me guess why. It's the only one you could have sex with.
Now, the Yellow Ranger. Technically, I could have sex with all the Power Rangers.
Way to ruin the Power Rangers.
What?
You know what?
You're the one that did. I didn't say sex at all.
It's a nice, innocent show.
I thought she was a very talented martial artist.
Yeah.
That's what I was into.
Is that what you say when you go into bed with Kiki? It's morphin' time. And you look over in the corner of your room, it's that big head guy.
That's right.
Holy you, Brock.
That's exactly how it goes.
What color would you be? The Brown Ranger?
I'd be the Red Ranger. Let's be honest. I'd be the Red Ranger. Green Ranger. I never was a big fan of Green Ranger.
No.
Red Ranger, Blue Ranger.
How many Rangers were there?
Remember when the Red Ranger set a bench press record? I remember that episode. I don't know why that sticks out in my head so much. How do we go from emojis to Power Rangers?
I don't know, because old lady put up a Red Ranger on her thing.
Yeah.
All That's funny.
That's good enough. I think we probably wrapped this up. Do you think? Do you have any other emojis you want to share with us, Hunter?
You know what emoji?
Middle finger emoji?
Yeah. Yeah. To you.
To me? It's not nice. I figured you do the poo emoji.
I was going to do that.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you already have? Is it poo emoji face emoji? Like
it's poo emoji, time clock emoji, hit the button emoji.
Rock 107.